Great. Well, we're gonna do something in that reading we had from the Bible today. We had a question right at the start. Somebody, a rich ruler, comes up to Jesus and he says this. He says, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, what I thought we'd do is we'd look at that question backwards. Okay, so if the question reads backwards, it's a little bit Yoda-like. The question is, life eternal, do I must what? Teacher, good. Okay. And that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So what we're going to do, we're going to take the last part of the question, look at it first. We're going to put the first part of the question last, and we're going to keep the middle of the middle. Simples. Okay? Here we go. Let's do it. Eternal life. The man asked for eternal life. Now, I realize for many people, eternal life doesn't sound that good. You might think, like I did once, that eternal life is really boring. I used to think that eternal life was you'd go to heaven and you'd be in this really long church service. Boring or what? And some of you are thinking, are we in heaven now? Not quite. Just bear with us a little bit. Now, of course, that's not what eternal life is. You see, eternal life, we're told that in heaven, amongst other things, there's a great banquet. Now, I don't know like you, but I like my food. And we're told in heaven that there's the best wine and the best food. We're told in heaven, like today, that there's a royal court. There's a royal court where King Jesus sits on the throne. And that we can be in this royal court forever, which is brilliant. Now, you see, some people think that eternal life doesn't exist. Some people think that when we die, we go in the ground and that's it. But the Bible teaches that everyone will experience eternity. The Bible teaches that either you're going to be with God in a place in heaven, or you're going to be separate from God in a place called hell. The rich ruler thinks that eternal life is something brilliant, and so he asked Jesus for it. So eternal life is something that hopefully we should all want, because it's not only so good, but because the alternative is so bad. But eternal life is not just something for the future. Eternal life is something that we can experience now. In another part of the Bible, in the book of John, Jesus says this about eternal life. He says, "This is eternal life, that they," talking about us, "may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, who he has sent." So we can have eternal life now. We can have a relationship with God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, you and I were made by God and for God. Our lives work best when we follow God. Now imagine my iPhone breaks and I want it fixing. I'm not going to break it now and just do it like that, because that would be silly. But if I want it fixing, I'm going to send it off to my friends at Apple, because they made it and they know how to fix it. They know how to get the best out of my iPhone. But you might say, "Well, Chris, I'm not broken. I don't need fixing." But that's probably what the rich ruler thought as well. So the middle bit of the question was, what must I do to inherit? And the question's not a bad one. It's a question we ask all the time. You know, my kids are often asking me, "What must I do to get longer on the iPad?" I'm often asking my wife, "What must I do to get a kiss?" Shaving normally. Shave. Clean your teeth and shave. What must I do to get an A grade? What must I do to get him to go out with me? What must I do to be part of the royal court? You see, the question becomes a bad question when we try to apply it to God. You see, when we make our efforts, when we make what we do the key to our relationship with God, then we're going to have big problems. We heard, didn't we, from Iron Man just before about his need for people to like him because of how he looked. He wanted to iron his clothes so that when people looked at him, they went, "Wow, that guy looks great." Iron Man thought that his ironing skills and his smart clothes would be enough to get him into the royal court. Well, unfortunately, we saw that Iron Man's ironing wasn't good enough to be selected for the royal court. And it's a little bit like that rich ruler that we just heard about. He did lots of good things. He kept all those commandments that Jesus asked him about. You see, he looked impressive. He looked good on the outside. He thought he'd done enough to inherit eternal life. He thought he'd done enough to gain access to the royal court. And you see, there's lots of people here today who think that God uses a pair of scales to decide who gets into heaven and who doesn't. People think, I've been a good person. I put my neighbour's wheelie bins out. I give to Comic Relief each year. I always say thank you when someone does something for me. Some people think, well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. God's definitely going to let me into heaven. Well, what we're going to see is it's not about being good. It's about who's your God. So we're on the first bit of the question, which is the last bit, if you get what I'm saying. So at the very start, we've learned that eternal life is something brilliant that we can enjoy now and forever. But we can't get eternal life by being good. And that's really confusing, isn't it? Because all our life we're told that if you want to get something, you've got to be good. You see, the problem lies in the word good. This man comes up and he calls Jesus good. And Jesus replies, why do you call me good? Only God alone is good. Jesus is saying to the rich ruler, you don't know what good is. It's like if you go to a parent's evening and the teacher tells you, your kid is really fast. What the teacher's doing is it's comparing your kid to the rest of the kids in the class. If you took that teacher's statement, my kid is fast, and then put him in the Olympic 100 meter final, you're going to be very disappointed because they're not fast. Jesus is saying, look, only use that word good if you're calling me God, because only God is truly good. You see, the Bible says that there's two groups. There's those who are good, and that's God, and there's those who are bad, and that's everyone else. I've got a feeling you might have a problem with what I just said then. Because if you're clever and if you're quick, that's all of us in this room, the Bible's saying are bad. Or as Nigel said before, uses the word sinful. You might say, that's not me, that's not true. But that's probably what the rich ruler thought as well. Until Jesus asked him to do one thing. Sell all that you have. You see, Jesus was trying to show that while the rich ruler's behavior was good, he was following the wrong God. The rich ruler's God was money. And we know this because when Jesus asked him to give it up, he went away sad. He went away sad because he loved money. Even though Jesus was telling him there was something greater, treasure in heaven. You see, the rich ruler missed out on the greatest treasure, eternal life, because he loved money. Money was his God, not Jesus. You see, he may have looked good on the outside, but to God, his heart was ugly. It was ugly because he put money at the center of his life and not Jesus. So the question I want to ask you this morning is, who or what is your God? Is it any of these things that you're about to see? Is it money? Is it your phone? Is it comfort food? Is it your job? Is it success? Is it your family? Is it your looks? Is it Facebook? Now, a lot of these things are good, and we should enjoy them, and we should celebrate them, and we should thank God for them. The problem is when we make them our God. The problem is when we put any of these things in front of Jesus. Now, you might be thinking at this point, like they did in the Bible passage, who then can be saved? Who then can enter this royal court? And we should know by now that none of us are good enough to enter, because none of us are God. And we should know that none of us are good enough because none of us keep our own standards. I'm a parent. I tell my kids, do not eat too much cake. And whilst I'm taking a leftover cake to the kitchen, I'll have a sneaky little piece myself. Or I'll tell my kids, do things first time of asking. And then later that evening, my wife will ask me for the 15th time, have you fixed the drip and tap? I don't live up to my own standards, and I've got a feeling you don't live up to your own standards as well. You see, the rich ruler knew he wasn't good enough. Iron Man knew he wasn't good enough. And hopefully you're starting to see that you and I are not good enough for God. Now we could just say, well, this is a really sad talk, but there is hope. And we hear that hope Jesus says in the last sentence. What is impossible with men is possible with God. You see, God knows we need fixing. God knows that we can't fix ourselves. So God acts on our behalf by sending Jesus. You see, Jesus lived that perfectly good life that we couldn't live. Jesus dies on the cross. Jesus takes our place. We deserve to die, but Jesus dies instead. You see, the hope we have is in Jesus. Jesus has done all the work for us. Jesus has been good enough. We can enter the great royal court. We can receive eternal life, not because we've been good enough, but through believing the one who was truly good. And his name, in case you haven't got it so far, is Jesus. You see, the rich ruler, he wanted what Jesus could give him, but he didn't want Jesus. And if you're a regular here at St. John's, I want to challenge you with this. Do you come to St. John's every week to receive the blessings that Jesus can give you? Or do you come to receive more of Jesus? You see, the rich ruler was not willing to trust Jesus as his God. What must you and I do to inherit eternal life? Number one, realize that we will never be good enough for God. Number two, believe that the only way to receive eternal life, the only way to gain access into that royal court, is by making Jesus our God. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that he was good in because we have not been good. And I thank you that it's through faith in Jesus, it's through making Jesus our God, that we can receive eternal life. And I pray for those who haven't, that they would do that today. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.